News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, passengers travelling to Ireland are reporting a rather lenient approach to checks on COVID certs and locator forms by immigration officers at Dublin Airport. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has been to Dublin Airport and asked travellers there about their experiences.
We are residents of Ireland and we went to Edinburgh for the weekend. We flew back this morning and we weren't asked for any documentation. And when we arrived in Dublin, we were just asked to show our passport. We weren't asked for our passenger locator form.
So going both ways, into Scotland and into Ireland, there was no questions asked?
Easier getting into Scotland. We didn't know. No documentation, nothing at all. Just walked straight in.
The back door and straight out the front door.
Yeah, not even a passport.
Where have you travelled from today?
I'm coming from Berlin, from Germany.
And how was your flying experience?
It was all right.
And were you asked for your COVID cert and your passenger locator form?
In Germany, yes. In Ireland, no. It was like only the passport.
From Berlin to Dublin, and it was brilliant, 10 out of 10.
And how was the experience, like, you know, coming into Dublin Airport and arriving in Berlin? Were you asked for your proper certs and your locator form?
Yeah, you had to have your COVID digital certs and your locator forms, the whole lot, yeah. Everything had to be in order, yeah. They looked for every single thing, yeah.
Going and coming back?
Going and coming back, yeah.
Where did you come from this morning?
Oslo, in Norway.
Were you asked for all your locator forms?
Generally speaking, but it was easier than we expected coming through, to be totally honest.
Yeah, it was easier when we got home.
Yeah.
So there's more questions being asked in Oslo than...
Yeah, I think so, inside, yeah.
Felt a little bit lackadaisy, to be totally honest.
Walk straight through, to show the passport?
Practically, yeah.
Yeah, we just had to show the passport, not
now. No passenger locator form asked for here.
There was a form to fill out on the way back, so I only found out when I was trying to board, but other than that, it's fine.
And were you asked for that form then, or...?
Yeah. I actually don't think anybody asked me for anything COVID related on the way over, surprisingly. To get in was fine, and the only thing I needed on the way back was the Irish documentation.
And how was your flying experience coming to Dublin? Were you asked for your locator form? And
I was asked for all. Just strolled straight through. No COVID search or nothing. Passenger allocation form wasn't asked for, nothing. Stroll around, passport, that's everything.
Okay, and that was in the arrivals hall in Dublin Airport yesterday with our reporter Josh Crosby. We're joined now by Owen Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, to give us his reaction to that. Are you surprised, Owen? I mean, we did hear so much about mandatory hotel quarantine and about the need for checks on people entering the island and all of that. And it looks like very limited checks are happening.
Good morning, Ciara. I do agree Shane is pretty funny, and that was a great report by Josh. It's spot checks, Ciara. It's fairly straightforward, much the same as any of the sort of documentation that you need for international travel. It's free within Europe, but beyond that, they tend not to check everybody. When they do check everyone, it can be pretty grim. I was caught in a 2.5 hour queue in Faro going out to that match that was going so well for us for 87 minutes. But most of the time it's spot checks. They would probably profile who is coming through and people that they think, you know, mightn't have the form filled out, they will check that. And that applies in every country that I've been through. There is a very important point to be made here, though, Ciara. The spot check isn't just at Dublin Airport. The spot check is before you board. You will be asked for your, they will check, they will look for your COVID documentation and the locator form as you're at the gate. Now, for most people, we fly Ryanair and Aer Lingus, and we have that opportunity to upload, which most people use, to your boarding pass, your COVID documentation. Very clear, it says COVID documentation uploaded, and that's where it, you know, it's before, without even having
so
to.
So are you saying that the information is already sort of in the web somewhere, in the cloud or whatever, that we've already uploaded it, and that's why it's not happening maybe on the ground in the airport?
Well, the cause and effect is that if everybody was checked, as occasionally happens, as I just outlined, it does slow things down immensely. Most of the time, the airport operates with spot checks, and the consequences of not having it filled out are very, very high. And that goes in both directions.
Okay. We just got Owen, just a text straight in off the back of what you've just said. I didn't do that, did not upload my forms and wasn't checked anyway. It does seem to be a little looser perhaps than people might have expected.
I'm not sure. Yeah, well what did people expect? Did they expect that everything...
I think probably most people expect that they have to show their COVID cert and they have to show their passenger locator form every time they go through the airport.
Every day it's going to be checked at the gate and it's going to be checked on arrival. And I, for instance, my own experience, most of the time, I would say about two out of every seven times coming through, I've been asked for the locator form. I wouldn't expect it to be much higher than that in a in a spot check situation.
So spot checks are what are allowed. It isn't every single passenger needs to be checked the same way they would be for boarding passes and passports.
Interestingly enough, some countries do that. North America is doing that. Canada and the USA are very, very rigorous about it. And as I say, you can run into a day when in the airport they say, we're checking everybody.
OK, look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Owen Corrie there, the editor of the Air and Travel magazine. Let us know what you think. Have you been through the airport? I know I wasn't through the airport in September and I wasn't checked. They didn't look for anything. I had everything, but they didn't look for it. And they didn't look for it at the gate and they didn't look for it at any point. In fact, I think it might have been uploaded, but I couldn't swear to that. But what is happening on the ground, your experience, and what do you think should happen? I think a lot of us were under the impression that people were being checked. But 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know your experiences.